Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome Dominica to Dominica's most talked about talk show. This is the Hot Seat on Q95. 95.1, 95, or 97.5, 105.7. If you hate to love me, good morning. If you love to hate me, good morning. If you just love to love me, I love you too, all of you, all the same.
Mr. Astafan, I stand in clear behind my report from the transcript of tape number 177.
Going back in the archives.
The FBI agent, John, on Ambrose George involvement in money laundering with Julian Giro. I stand behind that. Sue me. You know where to find me because I just
you're
received.
You're going to get sued,
Well, sue me for it.
You're going to get sued.
Well, that's what I tell you, my brother. I dare you to sue me. Mr. Astafan, I stand in clear behind my report from the transcript of tape number 177 of the FBI agent John on Ambrose George involvement in money laundering with Julian Giro. I stand behind that. Sue me. You know where to find me because I just
you're
received.
You're going
to get sued,
you know.
Well, sue me for it.
You're going to get sued.
Well, that's what I tell you, my brother. I dare you to sue me.
No, we're going to sue you, partner. Don't dare me.
Okay? I dare you to sue me. I said Ambrose George was up in his neck in the plan to launder money in Dominica. And I stand behind the report that I have provided. Okay, my brother, sue me.
You're going to be sued, don't
another you? Question, my brother, for you. Have J. Astafan and Company ever do business with a company in Miami named A&A Associates?
I don't know, I would think so.
Well, you don't even think so.
Stop
is either you,
if you know
well, you just send me a letter, my brother.
You know well, I don't work in the business.
So it is so funny, Mr. Astafan.
Make the point.
Mr. Astafan, it is so funny.
Crap on the radio about ENA. Come out with it. What is the
Mr.
point?
Mr. Astafan, it is so funny that you know about everybody else's business and you don't know about your own business.
I know about yours.
That's my point. ENA Associates, Mr. Astafan, you don't know who they are.
Go ahead. What's the point?
No, are you asking your question, my brother?
I know who ENA Associates are, yeah?
So you do business with them?
I never do business with them. I personally never do business with them.
J. Astafan and Company, dude.
Did? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, did.
Okay, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. How long do you do business with them?
I have no idea. What's
your point? You see again, my brethren, at the end of the day.
You're playing games, you have nothing to say, just come out and say it.
At the end of the day, you know, Tony Astafan knows exactly why he is on Labour Party platform, why he trying to fool the poor people of this country. His family have enjoyed the cream and crumb of Dominica for years and years and years. So Tony, you don't think your legacy has to come to an end, my brother? You think we can continue letting the Astafan rule Dominica forever, my boy?
Well, that is foolishness.
Room fall, don't we, Tony?
That's a mental state of mind.
Room fall, you know, Tony boy. You don't expect all you high horse must fall one day.
My house can't fall, partner, because your house ain't built yet. Because yours is built on lies and corruption.
What Ambrose George knew? What did you warn Ambrose George about?
I said so many times.
What did you warn? You said that the gentleman was warned about what?
Mr. Ambrose George should not have traveled with Mr. Giro, full stop, because sooner or later, he was either going to get Mr. Timothy in trouble. And luckily, Mr. Timothy was voted out of office.
We're not talking about Timothy. We're talking about Ambrose George.
What I'm talking about, you can't tell me what to say. This is not your show.
allow
Timothy
to respond to
him.
You.
All right.
Mr. Astafan, now, Giro was sent a ticket by the FBI, both him and Mr. Ambrose George. We knew the FBI was here in Dominica. have many meetings with Mr. Giroux 45 times.
Twice. The transcript of the court said twice. They met twice, never with Mr. Ambrose George in Dominica, and the court proceedings showed they had 43 tape recordings of discussions with Mr. Giroux over the phone. Twice.
Mr. Astafan again, the FBI John was here in Dominica several times meeting with Mr. Giroux. They met with Minister Ambrose George. They met for lunch. They met. I personally saw this white man with Giroux and Ambrose at Fort Young many times. I saw them there many times.
Suppose you introduced yourself. You knew who he was.
My brother again.
He was an FBI agent.
How did explain to us.
Investigating money laundering.
Explain to us. Explain to us. Explain to us. How did... Well, you see, all of us were in the deal because Blackmore, asked Blackmore, the same bank carib that Mr. Astafan they giving pressure about, Blackmore owed them $10,000.
Anyway,
the government of Dominica...
Allegations,
ask Tony. Ask Tony if Blackmore owed the bank $10,000. Ask Tony.
I don't know how much he owed.
I don't know. Don't
Blackmore owe the bank, Tony?
I don't know how much he owed.
He owed the bank or not?
I don't know how much
you owe the bank on the same bank carib. Didn't the government under Ambrose Judge take $4 million from the bank loan?
Yeah, but all he did was follow Julius.
Did he take loans from the bank?
All he did was follow Julius Timothy's dealing with bank carib and the problem. Because Julius Timothy was authorizing bank carib to lend large amounts of money to his...
So Ambrose wasn't doing the same thing?
I don't know what Ambrose George did with bank carib.
Oh, you don't know? Thank you very much, my brother.
What you need to tell us is about the allegations of rape.
The Archives.
The reality of the situation is that unless I get forensic assistance, investigative assistance, or some other form of assistance, the investigation will either go along slowly or, as I must say quite frankly, they may well have to ask me to wind it up because it's an impossible task for one person. And I know a lot of people have, particularly on the opposite side, have expressed great concern at the delay. I must confess that I too am concerned at the delay. It's just that I realize that persons' reputations are at stake, and that I must be quite sure with what I'm doing, as a result of which I think the practicalities of the situation is that I must get assistance to take this thing to its end.
I am untrained to make a finding one way or the other, and it would be really mischievous of me if I went to make a finding, either pro or against, without having the benefit of forensic expert to advise me as to what really am I seeing.
The Archives.
Busy morning.
Hey! My dead body pal!
I dreamt for months of waking up in the morning and hearing exactly what you're saying.
Why?
Because, you know...
Talk to me.
Well, let me tell you. Just give me a little while to explain why I wanted to be the first caller and why when I put on Kyrie and I heard your voice this morning, I said, well, that's the second best news I heard for the week.
Mr. Astafan, I stand in clear behind my report from the transcript of tape number 177 of the FBI agent John on Ambrose George involvement in money laundering with Julian Giroux. I stand behind that. Sue me. You know where to find me because I just
you're
received.
Going to get sued, you know.
Well, sue me for it.
You're going to get sued.
Well, that's what I tell you, my brother. I dare you to sue me.
No, we're going to sue you, partner. Don't dare me.
Okay? I dare you to sue me. I said Ambrose George was up in his neck in the plan to launder money in Dominica. And I stand behind the report that I have provided.
There is no evidence that Ambrose George was involved in money laundering, otherwise he would have been arrested. He was not arrested because of any diplomatic passport. So if you want to clear my house, clear yours, and tell us whether or not that's the only time that thing has ever happened. That's what you must tell us. Don't come and play games with me. I don't know what you know, and I know what I know. And the reality is, you can't compare what X did with Y did to try to say that what you all did was right. It was wrong. And you abandoned the Labour Party because you didn't get an offshore license for somebody to rent your building. You didn't leave the Labour Party because of any principle, Mr. Bella. You left because of greed. And you must tell them the prices you used to charge when you send in tenders to Dowasco, when you were minister of the board at Dowasco, when they had tenders for T-shirt uniforms, and whether your prices were two or three times that of the bazaar. So don't come test me and don't tell me, tell us why so many girls leave in Tari FM. Tell me why you had to reduce staff and why you had to take away $1,000 from Matt's salary and why you had to fire him and why you take Kenny Benjamin off the line and why you have the son of the chairman of the, you can't put any eight people with integrity on the hang. You keep taking them off. So don't play games with me, brother.
The reality of the situation is that unless I get forensic assistance, investigative assistance, or some other form of assistance, the investigation will either go along slowly or, as I must say quite frankly, they may well have to ask me to wind it up because...
That's the archives for this morning. Never know what I will come up with next, huh? Stay close to the hot set. There's more to come. They say politics create strange bedfellows. Somebody says, Matt, this is the past. Never said it was not the past. Just shows that some people have no principle. In a few, we'll hear the speaker's side of the story as it relates to putting this reporter out of Parliament last week. But let's take a few phone calls before we get to this. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, oh my goodness, what archives, I tell you, it was dynamic. Matt, technology is a stubborn thing, you know. What exchange with our crazy T and Tony? My goodness, marvelous exchange. I tell you, politics, my friend, politics.
Strange bedfellows.
It's a stubborn thing as well, Matt. Very great archives, Matt. Continue to play them. Continue to play them.
Good morning. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you doing?
I love it. I really love it. Continue playing, Matt.
You love it.
I love it. Yes.
All right, my brother. Take care. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning.
How are you doing, sir? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Matt, you know, I was available to do the forensic, but Mr. Astafan, I suppose, wasn't serious about it. Anyway, Matt, you know, my comment on the turning away of the Mr. James from the Parliament. Matt, you remember how convenient it was when you called your colleague in St. Vincent that he said he had an email. He had an email. He wasn't at the function, but he got an email talking about what Mr. Skerritt had done. He didn't mention any other attendee what they had done at that mission. But at the same time, they took the local person out of the parliament in Dominica. This is a reporter, Matt. And I think, Matt, one of the things that I've always criticized, oh, they're slow, they're not proactive. Now, Matt, this is something for the local journalist to take very seriously. You cannot tell me Mr. James is a senior journalist who has been doing the same thing for, 20 years or more. Yet, he cannot attend the parliament in Dominica to gather information for him to put out a news. But Mr. Skerritt conveniently emailed somebody in St. Vincent to put out his news, because in Dominica, the news is not supposed to go out by local journalists. And then the speaker now uses the Q95 they want to shut down to transmit their information. I think they should go on Kyrie and transmit them. We don't want to hear what she say on Q95.
We're different around here. We need to get her side of the story. The other people who haven't heard the side. I am interested in balance here. 8:22 is the morning time. Coming up, the Speaker of the House and her side of the story as it relates to the reporter being put out of the reporter / cameraman editor of the Sun newspaper. After you hear her side, you'll decide whether you want to believe her or not. And that would be your prerogative then. You mean your phone is ringing there, Madam Speaker? Okay.
Yes. The Speaker will hold the phone until such time. Yes, I was saying, I have to apologize to Curtis Matthew because he wanted to interview me this morning on the news item. Should hear about it and know what is going on before members of the House. So in my view, I believe and I express to him that I should inform the members first before the public, because not every member would necessarily be listening to the news item this morning. So here I am. Now it concerns a member of the media. As members are aware, we send out letters, to the members themselves, to the media, to permanent secretaries, and to the bank managers, the diplomatic corps, both the local and the foreign diplomatic corps, the wives of the ministers, and certain members, and persons who indicate to us that they desire to come to the House on Budget Day. It always presents a problem, and we try our best to forestall whatever problems we think we'll have. We have at the back, on the left side, 29 seats, well, to my left, 29 seats, and on the other side, 28 seats. And to accommodate the media, we put a few seats at the back, so that because when we write the letter, which I will read, you will see why we want to ensure that the persons we invite have seats, because we tell them that we are going to provide them seats. We have a similar situation upstairs. And I mentioned in the House, if you can recall, that we were inundated with requests for seats this time around. And really and truly, it was very difficult doing that accommodation. Nonetheless, we had our downstairs and upstairs set up, and we have a seating plan. This is the seating plan for upstairs. This is the seating plan for downstairs. And everybody's name who we expect downstairs or upstairs, whether it be as a media group without any individual. And this is the one for downstairs. So we make sure that we invite you, you tell us you're coming, we provide you with a seat. The other thing is, from the very day I got here, the then clerk of the House, when addressing all the different do's and don'ts in the chamber, informed me no cameras are allowed after the proceedings begin. Letter to the media, and it read, "Dear Sir, Madam, I am to inform you that arrangements are being made as usual to accommodate a reporter at the opening of Parliament." I'm going to read it again. "I am to inform you that arrangements are being made as usual to accommodate a reporter at the opening of Parliament. First meeting of the fifth session of the 8th Parliament under the 1978 Constitution, which shall be held at the House of Assembly, Victoria Street, Roseau, at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, 23rd July 2014. At this meeting, the President's address is expected to be delivered and the 2014-2015 budget presented. Please be advised that in an effort to accommodate all of our invited guests, only one person from your media house can be given seating accommodation in the chambers. You are also reminded that the dress code for the occasion is business suits for female and long sleeve shirt and tie with jacket preferred for males. This dress code also applies to camera crew. And may I say again how pleased I was that our camera crew excelled themselves. In fact, I hasten to say that if I were to award a prize, I've already indicated to the individual camera crew member who would get it. And I thank them. So your cooperation is so solicited to ensure a smooth opening of Parliament. Now the customary things are as follows. This is the entrance that has always been used, the one to the back where the speaker comes in. And members who are sitting here may come use the other, but all the invited guests and everything. Until I thought, why do we have this splendid portico from which members can enter? And in an effort to enhance, with the cooperation of members and the clerk and everybody else, we sort of, to use a current phrase, brought it up to the next level, you know, because in all other jurisdictions, the opening of Parliament is a grand affair. So we did this, and people know where they're to pass. Those who have to pass at the front are told so. We have persons who take them to their seat, ushers. We have also police who know, and the list would indicate, because the ushers have the seating plan, who's to go upstairs, who's to go upstairs, downstairs, who's, etc. Everything was going, as far as I knew, swimmingly well, until I go outside to greet His Excellency. We come in, and I'm seated here. His Excellency is sitting. He's sitting here, and his ADC is there. His Excellency's wife is on the other side with the secretary. And all of a sudden, I see a camera flash. And I'm saying, my goodness me, who's doing this? Because they know very well. And for all these years, the 15 years I've been here, nobody has come in to take photographs. I look across in the direction of where the flash came, and I see a media person sitting in the seat of the cameraman who is at that end. So I'm saying, but why is he sitting there? To myself, I asked the ADC to please go and tell the person he's not supposed to be using cameras in the chamber, number one, and he should cease and desist. In fact, somebody else saw him and figured, oh, perhaps that rule change and took a chance, but I nodded to him, please no more. And he, of course, honorably obliged. It seems that the media person took exception and wanted to know what was he to do. And I also said to him, he can't sit there. That is the cameraman's seat. We provided him with a seat to the back of the chamber. Why isn't he sitting there? I'm not privy to the exact words between himself and the ADC, but I'm advised that he decided that he didn't want to sit at the back, and he wanted to go out from the door he came, because we found out that he came through the door after the president had walked in, which is preposterous. He was not part of that procession. He was not invited to be part of the procession. He was told to send a reporter, and a reporter does not carry a camera. And the reporters, all who come here, know the conditions under which they come. It is spelled out to them often enough. And I shall read for you what the standing orders say about the press. Standing Order 83. The Speaker may grant a general permission to the representative of any journal to attend the sittings of the House under such rules as he, meaning he the Speaker, not the reporter of course, make from time to time for that purpose. If such rules are contravened, such permission may be revoked. And we've had that revocation before. If I'm not mistaken, it's still in operation in that particular case. But I don't know, and I'm reluctant to give the benefit of the doubt to a construction of the wording of this standing order, that he would think that he there would be the representative of the journal. I'll read it again. The Speaker may grant a general permission to the representative of any journal to attend this sitting of the House. Under such rules as he may make from time to time. I would hate to think that that particular journalist thought that he meant he would make the rules as opposed to the Speaker. But if I'm to think things over, it might well have been. But I would not credit it with this person, who being a journalist and who is well versed with the construction of English grammar, making such a dire error. Okay, so that is the rule in operation. Now he comes in there, and the gentleman speaks to him, and he makes the decision that he's going to leave. He wanted to leave through the door which he came. The ADC told him, no, you must use the door over there, the door that the public come in. That the Speaker put him out. Now, for the life of me, I can't understand. You never had a conversation with the Speaker. It was done through an intermediary. I would have thought before you upped and ran, you would have clarified things with the Speaker. Most genuine people would do this. But he opted to take take the measure. But I, you know, the Bible is so well guiding us on these occasions that I'm forced, you know, I don't normally do this, but I have to read it from Proverbs. And I'm going to read Proverbs 18:17. And it reads, "The first man to speak in court always seems right until his opponent begins to question him." So I will be bringing my questions in a minute. Not only that, and this is a general remark that I'm making based on the Proverbs 18. Which says, "Listen before you answer. If you don't, you are being stupid and insulting." These are not my words. These are the words of the good book. Okay? So having read the Bible and following it, it would seem to me that questions need to be asked. And I will ask them. Is, this is someone who has come in the house on many occasions before, and so he is aware of the rules better than most, because we see young persons come in here from time to time and they inquire about the rules so that they can adhere to them. So this is an individual who has been here before, who chose not to come in where he knows he's supposed to come in, and be given a seat by our very nicely dressed ushers, but to follow the procession of the sergeant at arms, the speaker, and the president. I never invited him to be part of the retinue, I can assure you. So he came in through that door. That's the first wrong thing he did. The second wrong thing he did. So I'm asking the questions now. Why did he pass through that door? Gave him permission to do so? Did he pass that way because he wanted to enter the chamber with his bags, knowing full well that the bags would have been excluded from him? Because when he left, I saw him lift up half bag. What could have been in the bag? We have to have security here. People just cannot do what they want. There are rules, and all of us must obey the rules. And I'm supposed to be blamed if anything goes all right. Then, so I have to say what is going wrong and address it. Then I ask the question, why did he think that he has to sit in the chair of the cameraman when in fact he was told in his letter that he would be given seating? Why did he think that the letter specifically said a reporter? Why did he think that he could just transform that reporter word into cameraman and appear here with his bag of camera tricks? You know?
Oh my God. Kellel John Baptist, you've heard Alex Boyd Knight, the Speaker of the House. What do you make of her comments?
Matt, morning to you and morning to listeners of Q95 FM. Not surprising. What else do you expect from this lady? My only disappointment was that she was quoting from the good book, and you see what she decided to quote, where she chose it from. But then, Matt, look, you just played the clip, and the lady is stating that Charles James, the editor of the Sun newspaper, was invited as a reporter.
Well, she invited the paper, but she wanted a reporter to come. Isn't she aware, Kalal, all these years that Charles James had been taking pictures in the chamber? She never noticed before?
But that is my point. No, just before we go there, she invited a reporter. Charles James is the managing editor, and he's the reporter.
He's the one who goes all over the place taking his photographs, writing his stories. So what is the lady talking about? So is she telling me that she has to be, she determines who Charles James sends to the parliament to cover? Is that what she's saying to us?
Or maybe she doesn't understand the role of a reporter who's also slash camera person. You don't send out, this is not CNN or CBS, you don't send out a reporter and you send out a camera person. You know, that person does everything.
And that's
been going on for, you know, past three decades. That's what has been going on.
Bro, I have covered that parliament for many years. And we all know, and reporters, if they are sincere and honest, they will come out and say, this is the normal thing that we take pictures when the president is delivering his address. And also we take pictures when the prime minister is delivering his budget, his or her budget statement. This we've always done that. And if you look in the newspapers, you will see Prime Minister Skerrit several times with this stuff at the top, delivering his budget address. That is where you go and you take the photos.
I can challenge the speaker to go back 15 years on the Sun newspaper. You will always see a picture of the prime minister or the president delivering. So where did Charles James, you know, take that picture before? Where did he get access to take that picture?
But
are there many pictures he have taken in the past?
But that is my point also. But hear that, parliament is being broadcast live on the internet. Everybody's seeing it across the world. One man they call Charles Jung is doing video of parliament.
Live on the internet, YouTube.
So what is the woman's issue? This woman has a problem. She has a problem. She does have a problem. And if you go back on VA Vibes, you will see a picture of His Excellency the President taken by whoever took it.
The camera that Charles Jung has a capacity to take still pictures as well.
Of course. And VA Vibes has a picture of His Excellency the President. GIS, they were there also taking still photos. What is the lady's problem? I mean, I think
it has kind of crossed the line as it relates to discriminating. Charles James cannot do it, but somebody else can.
I mean, this lady is.
GIS has permission, Charles Jung has permission, but Charles James doesn't have permission.
Right. Now, when I was acting editor of the Chronicle a few years ago, I used to cover parliament and I used to be in there taking photos. Always she was the speaker then. She's always been. Boy, I'm telling you. What? Boy. Matt, I don't know, boy.
But I think something has to, you know, has to be had there as it relates to reporters understanding the protocol of parliament. We did a session before with the speaker. That was some time ago. But I think there's need to sort of revisit that. So, you know, both sides can understand each other, Khalil. Because even you've been out of parliament for some time now. And I think it's time to revisit that whole situation.
And she has the unmitigating gall to quote section, standing order 84, I think, 84, I think, 83, sorry. And in quoting it, she says, if she is not mistaken, a reporter was sent out and is still out. And she feels proud about that because the reporter came in parliament with an umbrella. She says that the reporter had a recorder. The reporter said no. Everybody else saw that. I remember this gentleman who was a UWP senator, Shanks Esprit, who was there. He said, no, Madam Speaker, an umbrella he has. She said, I don't care whatever he has, but he has to go out. Power, absolute power. And the woman now goes and she quotes Proverbs.
Hello, Mrs. Knight. For you know, some people might say, give the lady some respect.
That the she got proven, and isn't the same speaker Matt who attempted to prevent a crusade from taking place in Trafalgar a few years ago? Is that the same speaker who was quoting Proverbs and saying she's at peace with her God? Well, I mean, now she probably is at peace with her God.
But Carl, let me ask, another concern that I heard the speaker mention is the whole security aspect. What Charles James could be possibly carrying in the bag for the speaker to raise that concern? You think any reporter in Dominica, security being security, would carry anything unnecessary in a bag in Parliament?
But what does a reporter, the man comes to cover Parliament, he has six photographs. She puts him to sit way behind in no man's land. She seemed to be forgetting the rule of a reporter, that when you come out there, you have your camera, you have to take your pictures. She put him, anyway.
Good morning. It's something that we will talk about within M1 circles, and I guess the next few hours to see how we can move forward. But I don't like where this is going. It sends a bad signal to the younger reporters who may just feel intimidated based on what they see Carla John Baptist.
Well, Matt, that's what I'm saying. I mean, seriously, as Emwada, I know we will be meeting to discuss, as an executive of Emwada, to discuss that matter. We'll be meeting sometime during the course of the day, and we will also be summoning all reporters, journalists, all those who fall under that ambit, because I'm graphic artists, and all of them will be summoning them to a very, very important meeting to revamp, to look at the situation of MWAD and to chart the way forward, because it cannot be business as usual. I know we are looking at the situation. We, our media colleagues, the Association of Caribbean Media Workers, and the various media organizations, I have made contact with the Associated Press, and we have to take that matter forward. We cannot allow our democracy to be eroded just like that as journalists, because it seems clear that we have no say in the country as to how we do our work. It seems clear to me, and I have been out of Parliament for quite a while, and it seems like it's business as usual. And Alex Boyd Knight says Carlisle John Baptist should not come in her house, so Carlisle should not come in her house. Well, I'm still going in the house of the Lord. Amen to that, and nobody can put me out. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Somebody here, another reporter saying, man, I think there may be official photographers and cameramen now in the house. Well, these are things that we need to explain more clearly. Where not everyone is allowed to come in with cameras, and the official photographers have then to disseminate the footage with increase in media now. I guess that's how it is. You don't want 10 people taking pictures. But Charles James is not 10 people, my friend. Charles James has been taking pictures for the past 20 years, and I think you need that kind of experience in Parliament. Hello, good morning.
Martin, sorry again. I have to call back, after listening to my dear cousin, Alex Knight. I mean, really and truly, I listened to this lady quoting Bible and talking about Section 83 and all this crap. Those are people who disrespect the Constitution, the laws of Dominica, and this lady is talking about obeying laws. I just cannot believe it, man. It's really amazing and ironic with those kind of people who think they're above the law. Alex Boyd and Skerrit and those people think they're above the law. And we need to stop them now. It's time to stop those people. We need to move our country in the right direction with Skerrit and Alex Boyd Knight and this criminal enterprise. We cannot do it. We need to get rid of them. Man, have a nice day. God bless you.
Okay, it has come down to people not trusting reporters. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm trying my best in spite of the circumstances. But after listening to the two sides of the story, Matt, in my estimation, this was a very minute, minuscule situation whereby that situation, it didn't have to go out of proportion like that. That's my opinion in the matter. Could have been the speaker and Mr. James, you know, they rectify that problem right there and get that out of the way. But again, man, people are not divorced from their character, okay? And I say that to say, after listening and hearing for a number of years, man, the way in which the speaker have basically chastised members of the opposition in the House, I am left with no doubt that in her case this time with Mr. James, this cantankerous nature is again showing its ugly head, and it is going outside now the parameters of just the members of the opposition. And God alone knows where these tentacles of this cantankerous nature of the speaker will lead to, Matt. Matt, again, our democracy, Matt, in my estimation, is under threat right about now as we speak, Matt.
Let's take a break and then we'll come back. This is Q 95 Radio.
Summer is just about 2 months, but it's always sunny in Dominica. That's why you should get a pool for the kids, whatever their ages.
You don't have to be rich
to own a pool. Come to the Cove Saturday, August 2 and Sunday, August 3 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take home a pool for as low as $45. Fill the pool out yourself. Bring the children. Come with your swim trunks and try it out. August 2nd and 3rd at the Cove Cane Field. Other pool accessories will be on sale, like tubes, mats, cleaning supplies, also swimsuits and Quicksilver clothing. So come see us at the Cove and purchase your very own pool. Big summer sale from Outdoor World. Call 440-3475 for more info. I love you.
For decades, we've put our juvenile offenders through the established criminal justice system. Unfortunately, for the most part, this has been more harmful to our children, producing repeat offenders and hardened criminals. It's time for a change. The OECS Juvenile Justice Reform Project advocates an alternative. It's known as diversion and includes resolving juvenile matters outside our courts. Restoration, by repairing the harm done, focusing on the needs of and repairing relationships between victims, our young offenders, and our communities. Let us promote diversion and give our children a second chance. Reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with a community that loves without judgment. The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
All are we, our one big family, NCCU. All are we, our one big family. We are your NCCU. We got so much things for you, making all your dreams them come true. Oh my, you international debit card. We got your money transfer and all the loans you prefer. Fixed deposits too. If you're coming from the north, they can't. Their boy. If you're coming from the south, we serve them too. If you're coming from the east, we serve their boy. If you're coming from the west, wow. NCCU, all our national cooperative NCCU, visit all our families, NCCUDominica.com. Also like us on Facebook.
Union Missy Lubia Kawete Jis Alaska. Chaque bon matin, like a ben, il a chanté. I'm going home, home. Dernier timoun li ki fait Alaska di yon chuko, daddy, you already home. What are you talking about? It is no darling, this is not home. Home is Lubia in the Commonwealth of Dominica. Yes, from far and near, you can day by day. From July 24th to August 5th for Lubia Reunion 2014. Onti madame Fomba Monhili.
Reunion sa like a great money.
Yes, join the Lubia Village Council, sponsored by DGZ, as we celebrate August community, coming back to our roots. Ikeni storytelling, remembering our ancestors, history and culture night, hiking the national trail, whale watching, gospel festival, clash of the DJs, ever Otadot, calling all Luberians, Hot Madrel Pufobawam, Castle Comfort Wallows, Leopoldville, and surrounding areas. Welcome to the home of world class beverages, Dominica Brewery, all on Zapamu Lubier Givet, and Switzerland Madi Mama. Does this Lubier have a local Spider-Man? Mama Healy, oh, Spider's Chicken.
Yes!
We are going home, home.
The Fashion Festival is almost here. Are you a fashionista? Then come on to the most spectacular fashion event ever, Dominica Fashion Week. International and regional celebrity models, including Model Bootcamp with Jade Cole of America's Next Top Model, Cycle 6. Runway shows with international and regional celebrity designers like Andre Soriano of Style to Rock with Rihanna, fashion auctions, and after party. July 26th from 8 p.m. at the Anchorage Hotel. Tickets are $35 regular and $50 VIP. Available at Anchorage Hotel or call 245-7809. See you there. This event is sponsored by the Ministry of Tourism, Lime Dominica, Anchorage Hotel, Kyrie FM, Sat TV, Dapex, Liat Archipelago, Dominica Beauty and Fashion Association, Caribbean International Fashion Week, Caribbean Market Center Barbados.
It's a great bazaar on August 3rd on the grounds of the St. John's Primary School in Portsmouth.
It's a fundraiser to rebuild the parish Catholic Church in Portsmouth destroyed by the 6.0 earthquake in 2004.
Mass at 8 a.m. followed by the blessing of the stalls.
Clothing, shoes, variety stalls, groceries, stationeries, agricultural items, dips and punch board, religious items and lots more will be on sale.
There will also be a domino finals by the parish Men Fellowship from 12 noon.
Don't forget the food and drinks.
The day ends with an explosion of culture and dance featuring
The Hunter, Asher Thomas, The Wave, The Junior King, Irish Kid, Miss Teen Dominica, and the Mother Queen Heather Lawrence. DJ Spawner will be there to provide music throughout the day. You can't miss it. It's a day of family gathering and great fun. Sunday, August 3rd.
See you there.
All right, let's go back to the telephone and take a few more phone calls before I wrap it up this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Matt, you see the actions that we are actually witnessing here from this government and through Parliament and everything else.
Uh-huh.
One top liberator in Wesley described those actions as taking dictatorship to a new level. Now, Matt, when you listen to the Speaker of the House, I mean, it just sounded so childish to people who are listening out there. Childish that the Speaker is caught up with, we told you we're going to put you in a chair over there. Why are you sitting in that chair? Matt, the press office is the press office for the press. And this is so foolish. But of course, you know what we are experiencing is what we need to change. We need to change it in a revolutionary manner, drastically. That is to say, this change, that this movement for change that is going on right now, that is ongoing on the island, we, the people, the good citizens of Dominica, who believe that Dominica can be much more than it is and has been in the last 15 years, we must come on board and be part of that change to ensure that this dictatorial level or that we are heading to, this dictatorship that we're heading to in this country, must not happen. Because I will end by saying, I am convinced that if at the next election, this same government, headed by Prime Minister Skerrick, wins the election, Dominica will be a dictatorship. And at that time, this will be maybe not too late, but too late for a nice, beautiful country. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning.
We have good morning to you, sir. Good morning to you, all your listeners in Dominica.
Good morning, sir.
Worldwide. I have not rung your program for over 3 weeks because, quite frankly, I am fed up with the talking game. My first felt the oppression of the black people of Dominica continues with the unceremonious expulsion of Charles James from the Parliament of Dominica. And last week, we saw what happened to Donnie Lugay. My first person said, do you know why slavery lasted for so long?
You tell me.
Matt, slavery lasted for that length of time because the slaves were doing nothing to free themselves, Peltier. They were allowing the black slave masters to oppress them and to dehumanize them. They were accepting all that, Matt, and they just stood there doing nothing. My first, Peltier, it is only when the slaves decided to revolt, you know, Peltier, that the movement towards emancipation started. And because of that, they eventually freed themselves. Matt, the oppressed people of Dominica, Matt, must take a leaf from their ancestors to free themselves from that kind of oppression we are experiencing in Dominica today, Matt. Matt, Dominicans faced a similar situation back in 1979. I wasn't there, but I was told about it. And they responded, Matt, by taking the streets of Roseau and finally extricate themselves from that kind of oppression. Matt, the constitution of this country, as far as I know, gives the people of Dominica the right to take the streets, Matt, and free themselves from oppression. Matt, we have countless examples of that in history, where people took the streets, Matt, and freed themselves. Matt, your own deceased former Prime Minister of Dominica, Rosie Douglas, he told us, or history told us, that this gentleman with some of the black kids from the West Indies were at a university in Canada. They were being oppressed there by the white professors. They were treating them like dirt. The only way they could free themselves from that sort of oppression, Matt, they had to set the laboratory, university laboratory on fire. I am not suggesting we do any of that, you know. I am just quoting you what happened in history. So don't say I say what I didn't say. They freed themselves. After they set that lab on fire, they began to take notice of them, Matt. In London, in 2 or 3 years ago, Matt, you yourself know what happened to the black kids of London. They were being oppressed by the white British police. They were being treated like dirt. To free themselves from that oppression, Matt, they set parts of London on fire. I am not suggesting you do that here, but I'm quoting you what happened in history. Matt, finally, you have been listening to what happened in the Arab countries, that Arab Spring, how the oppression started there. The authorities began to oppress the people in Egypt. And those people in Egypt and Libya, they eventually got fed up with that kind of oppression. They took to the streets, Matt, to free themselves. Matt, the only way you are going to free yourselves from that kind of oppression in Dominica under Skerrit and company, you have to take to the streets, Matt, and remove these people from the governance of Dominica. There is no other way, Peltier. And that is why I have not been reading you. I am just fed up of the talking game. Good morning, Matt.
Enough talk for this caller here. He wants action. Dominica, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to fine folks, okay? Stick around. You need to go to boarding school. Listen to this.
Would you like to study at a U.S. private boarding school? The Mariga Development Corporation with international education consultant partner Versan will host a presentation on its U.S. private boarding school program
Saturday, August 2nd at 10 a.m.
at the Prevost Cinema. Register and learn more about the requirements to join the program, preparing for studying at boarding schools in the United States, accessing scholarships, and applying to U.S. private boarding schools. The presenter is Michael Pascal, and the registration fee is $20. Forms can be collected at France Patisserie in Roseau or Country Style Bread in Marigot, or you can call 316-3967 for more information. Find out more about studying at U.S. private boarding schools at a presentation
Saturday, August 2nd at 10 a.m.
at the Prevost Cinema.
Do you remember the Fortune Hotel, the Summer Splash of back in the day? Guess what? Guess what? They are back. Every Saturday from July 5th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come line with us for an enjoyable experience with delicious food, drinks, and great company at Summer Splash. Entry fee only $15 with a complimentary drink up until 3 p.m. for Summer Splash at the Fortune Hotel. Indulge in our flavor-filled rum punch. Party with Dominica's hottest DJs and live bands ever.
every single weekend. While you're there, don't forget to ask about the summer staycation rates on a romance getaway, sneak away, or a family weekend getaway. Call 448-5000 for more information. Sizzle this summer with the Fort Young Hotel.
The Summer Splash is brought to you through the kind compliments of
Kubli, Lawn, Value Every Moment, Fine Foods, Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Wabade Rum, El Dorado, and 365 MMP.
For lights with lower energy consumption to save on your electricity bills. Bulbs with an extremely long lifespan. Dimmable, instant on with no emission of heat. The perfect color, temperature or feel for any room or space. LED lights are the future. More efficient than incandescent and fluorescent bulbs. You're guaranteed a rapid return on investment. Light up with LED lights from LED Source. Local dealer and consultant EMS. Located on the Auto Trade compound. Call 255-6813 or come see us. Find out how you can instantly benefit from LEDs. A way for the future. To all the business owners, here's your next investment proposal. EMS, your new and trusted energy and consultancy company, offers environmentally friendly solar photovoltaic panels or PV panels for your solar energy. Solar energy is free and always used first, so make that investment and get the best return with a solar PV system from EMS. No worries on a cloudy day. You still generate electricity without direct sunlight. Let a solar PV system from EMS be your major commercial power contributor. What are you waiting for? Come talk to us at the Auto Trade Grounds. Call 255-6813. Optimal performance, clean, green solar power, solar PV systems from EMS.
The new Kia Picanto. Small, yet mighty. And so well built, it comes with Kia's 3-year or 100,000-kilometer warranty, whichever comes first. Visit Auto Trade to test drive a Kia Picanto and experience the power of a small, yet mighty vehicle.
Lennon, I thought we were testing a Picanto this morning. What's going on there?
Boy, good, Matt, good morning to you and your listeners. Matt, I tried calling Suku this morning to remind him. And as you know, Anne made the promise last week she was supposed to tell him.
Yes.
But somewhere
I know a guy like Suku, you know, he would have driven this.
I know, but I couldn't get him on his phone. And But I next week.
Everybody will, you know, would have been excited to run down downstairs.
I know.
To Q95 and see that.
The new Picanto.
Yeah. Saw it only yesterday.
Yeah, you did?
Yes.
All right.
I saw it.
Yeah.
So we didn't test drive it. I was looking from the outside.
Yeah. You must come to test drive it, man, Matt. I mean,
I test drive it, I want everybody to be looking.
Oh.
So
your test drive will be in Tonga.
The four of us here, we leave here and we go to Loda to test, you know, the strength.
All right.
The power.
I get you.
Yes.
That's a mighty hill. Or mighty car.
For mighty car.
Yes.
So how are you doing, Suko?
Not too bad, no, Matt.
It's Cedric Suko is his name. Yes. My schoolmate.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
SMA. We went to SMA. 5 years of SMA together.
Yes. You know?
Yes.
And I'm happy to see him across the table.
Yeah.
In the mighty chair.
I'm from a different alma mater, so I can't relate.
Yeah. We forgive you. We understand. It's a good person.
So what's going on with you, Mr. Cedric Suko?
Not too bad, Matt. I'm in the car business now, selling cars.
Selling cars.
Servicing cars.
You're enjoying
renting
that?
Renting cars. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It's different from what I'm used to, as you know. And it's been fun, yes. It's been a year now, and I'm learning some new things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know you can, you know, fit anywhere, if
yes,
you will.
Yeah. You have to be adaptable, as you say.
Yeah, you have to. How is the Kia Picanto?
Yes. For the past month, we have been doing this program with you. Also camping on the mapping television as well. The idea is to sensitize the customers out there who need a Picanto, and they do need a Picanto, especially now with the high prices of fuel. I heard it's around 16, 17.
It went up sometime this week.
Correct, yes. Is right. And the Picanto gives you good mileage for your money. 49 kilometers per gallon. You can't go wrong with that, Matt.
That's a lot.
That is a big selling point. It's a compact, safe car. And if you are living within Rosa environs, imagine spending just $90 a month on fuel. Per fortnight on fuel. That's $180 per month. That's pretty good. Some of us, the bus fare alone.
And the car, it's affordable.
Oh yeah, it is. Great price, great value, even greater value. You know, the features, the comfort, it's very spacious interior. I know Lennon had a look at one recently.
I had the opportunity to sit in one.
I think he's buying one, but he can't tell you that yet. Yes. He's negotiating right now.
You're letting the cat out of the bag. Lennon, who are you buying this car for?
But that's the question.
For myself, man. My living load, I know, man.
Okay. It's been a lot. So you're going to park the Jeep and take the car out?
I'm going to sell the Jeep.
Oh, you're going to sell the Jeep?
Yeah, I get the car.
Because it has a powerful engine, as you no doubt know. Matt, I believe you must come and really, as you said, try it out. Maybe on Saturday we could maybe do a spin around Auto Trade and Canefield and environs. Maybe you might get a feel for it.
We have done that in the past, and here's a point going forward, and because I've done some promotions for Auto Trade.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take a few Picantos to the south of the island on a Saturday, and then to the north of the island. You know, that can, and you do the promotion on the road. Bring Lennon around.
Yeah, he's good at that, yes.
He's good at that?
He has experience.
Yeah.
And he knows everybody.
At one point, we took a few cars up the Syndicate Road. You know,
that
worked well. So I think you guys should revisit that, so everybody can have a look, maybe a pick, you know.
Yeah, a roadshow, as they call it.
Yes, a roadshow. Do that soon.
The Picanto roadshow, man. That's your brainchild right there, man. That's your contribution. That's good.
I won't charge any commission for
consultancy fee, man. That's what we spoke about that recently, didn't we?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Also, Matt, safety features. We have airbags, your airbags. Pretension seat belts, which are important in any collision, and I know no most persons will drive very safely, Dominic, anyway. In terms of four windows, we have both four windows, both front and back. Some vehicles, as you know, they may have at the front, but not at the back. We have both. The passengers at the back can do their thing automatically, like the front passengers. High performance stereo system, pretty good. The clarity is amazing, Matt. You really have to try it to appreciate why we are pushing Picanto and why we believe that Dominicans on a whole will benefit from buying a Picanto from Auto Trade. Monthly, I know Anne must have mentioned that last time she was here, low monthly of $750 a month.
For the brand new car?
Brand new car. You can't go wrong with that, Matt. Cannot go wrong with that. If you're a traffic officer, you work for the government, you may have some duty free you might get or some other taxes that may be given to you off the price. You pay as low as $600 EC, Matt. I said, if you play bus fare and you maybe live somewhere out of Roseau, that alone is your bus fare you're paying for the month. And you have a car to do your, on the weekends, you can go wherever you want, you know? Up to moving loader to see Lennon, I don't know. Or the appliance maybe, or even Point Michel to visit your bar.
I wonder why you would want the class to go visit Lennon in loader. But we'll talk about that when we come back.
Maybe
during the break. We'll talk about it.
The new Kia Picanto. Small, yet mighty. And so well built, it comes with Kia's 3-year or 100,000 kilometer warranty, whichever comes first. Visit Auto Trade to test drive a Kia Picanto and experience the power of a small, yet mighty vehicle.
The new Kia Picanto. Small, yet mighty. And so well built, it comes with Kia's 3-year or 100,000-kilometer warranty, whichever comes first. Visit AutoTrade to test drive a Kia Picanto and experience the power of a small, yet mighty vehicle.
Did I hear 100,000?
Yes, Matt. That was one of the things I had on my notepad to remind customers. Yes, you get a 3-year, 100,000-kilometer warranty. So for 3 years, you have no headaches. We'll take care of your needs. Any defect, any part we have to, we'll change it free of cost. Yes. Just, so you have the backing of the brand Kia. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That is service for your money.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So at the front and the back, you'll have some support from the manufacturer Kia.
100,000 kilometers.
3 years. Wow. Whichever comes first. Yeah.
9:15, Dominica. We'll come back to talk to Mr. Cedric Suko on the Kia, but we're gonna take a break and talk about, you know, the hot days with air condition. We'll talk about that. EMS coming up right here.
You've asked for lights with lower energy consumption to save on your electricity bills. Bulbs with an extremely long lifespan, dimmable, instant on, with no emission of heat, the perfect color, temperature, or feel for any room or space. LED lights are the future. More efficient than incandescent and fluorescent bulbs. You're guaranteed a rapid return on investment. Light up with LED lights from LED Source. Local dealer and consultant EMS, located on the Auto Trade compound. Call 255-6813 or come see us. Find out how you can instantly benefit from LEDs. A way for the future. To all the business owners, here's your next investment proposal. EMS, your new and trusted energy and consultancy company, offers environmentally friendly solar photovoltaic panels or PV panels for your solar energy. Solar energy is free and always used first, so make that investment and get the best return with a solar PV system from EMS. No worries on a cloudy day. You still generate electricity without direct sunlight. Let a solar PV system from EMS be your major commercial power contributor. What are you waiting for? Come talk to us at the Auto Trade grounds. Call 255-6813. Optimal performance, clean green solar power, solar PV systems from EMS.
All right, good morning, Dominico. We're back here. We'll stop with Fine Foods. There's a group of companies there. We're talking the EMS. I know these days are very hot and you guys are providing some good air conditioned units.
Yes, Matt. Good morning to you and your listeners again. As we know, it's the hot time of the year. Summer is on. We are promoting our Lennox brand air conditioning systems. And as you know, Matt, Lennox is a very old brand, started around 1895 in the United States. It's a US brand. Excellent company.
So we're talking about a track record
of excellence in the heating and cooling industry. Lennox has won an Energy Star Award 4 times for Manufacturing Partner of the Year. They were the first heating and cooling company to win that award from Energy Star, and they have been excellent in the field of heating and cooling. And so we are promoting our Lennox brand air conditioning units. And if you were to choose a unit right now, you need to replace your air conditioning unit, we'd encourage you to get one of our Lennox inverter AC units, which is 30% more efficient than the standard unit. And that will save you a lot of money. Typically, you can pay that extra cost in a less than a year. It's a good buy for anybody to get a really robust Lennox air conditioning unit. That unit is robustly built. In addition, you can get what's called an AdSeal coating to protect, if you live near the coast, protect it from the salt air. And it's got the self-diagnostic board in it. So anytime there is something that goes wrong with the unit, you will be able to tell, or the technician will be able to tell easily what exactly the problem is and easy to repair it. It's one of the easier brands to service. It has a low maintenance cost. So We would encourage anybody, if you're looking for a new air conditioning unit or to replace your old air conditioning unit, get a Lennox air conditioning unit.
Somebody out there would want an air conditioning unit and not sure, do you do that kind of consultation?
Oh, certainly, certainly. We would come to your business place or your home and do the measurements and spec the right size of air conditioning unit for you. That will depend on a lot of things, what the cooling load is. For instance, if you've got a window that's facing the west, and you know in the afternoons it gets pretty hot, that would require more cooling, so you would get a bigger unit. If it's a small office with only one person, you might get a 9000 BTU, you know. But if there's going to be stuff in the office that produces a lot of heat, office equipment, depending on what is in the office, then that would determine the size of the unit that you're getting. So we would do that work for you and tell you what is the appropriate size for you.
All right, I'm happy to hear that. So if you're out there and you're not sure what to get, well, call them and give us the number there.
You can call us at 255-6813 at EMS, and we will come and do whatever sort of work you need in terms of LED lighting, solar, AC units, and general engineering and consultancy.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other services provided by EMS right here on Q95.
To all the business owners, here's your next investment proposal. EMS, your new and trusted energy and consultancy company, offers environmentally friendly solar photovoltaic panels or PV panels for your solar energy. Solar energy is free and always used first, so make that investment and get the best return with a solar PV system from EMS. No worries on a cloudy day. You still generate electricity without direct sunlight. Let a solar PV system from EMS be your major commercial power contributor. What are you waiting for? Come talk to us at the Auto Trade Grounds. Call 255-6813. Optimal performance, clean, green solar power. Solar PV systems from EMS.
You've asked for lights with lower energy consumption to save on your electricity bills. Bulbs with an extremely long lifespan, dimmable, instant on, with no emission of heat, the perfect color, temperature, or feel for any room or space. LED lights are the future. More efficient than incandescent and fluorescent bulbs. You're guaranteed a rapid return on investment. Light up with LED lights from LED Source. Local dealer and consultant EMS, located on the Auto Trade compound. Call 255-6813 or come see us. Find out how you can instantly benefit from LEDs. A way for the future.
Fine Foods Distribution distributes the food that people love to eat. At Fine Foods, we pride ourselves in representing some of the world's most trusted brands that bring value and quality foods to your table. New to FFI distribution are top brands such as Hunt's Ketchup and delicious Hunt's Barbecue Sauce, Healthy Choice Soups, Peter Pan Peanut Butter, Chef Boyardee Pasta, Wilson Oil, and more. Fine Foods appreciates quality products, so you can depend on us to bring you trusted brands at the very best prices in the market. Call us at 449-3663. Visit our distribution center in Jimmett or our wholesale department in Roseau and ask any of the salesmen about the new line of products available at Fine Foods. Fine Foods Distribution. We are more than just your supplier of products. We believe in building a strong relationship and bringing quality foods to your table.
You've asked for lights with lower energy consumption to save on your electricity bills. Bulbs with an extremely long lifespan, dimmable, instant on, with no emission of heat, the perfect color, temperature, or feel for any room or space. LED lights are the future. More efficient than incandescent and fluorescent bulbs. You're guaranteed a rapid return on investment. Light up with LED lights from LED Source. Local dealer and consultant EMS, located on the Auto Trade compound. Call 255-6813 or come see us. Find out how you can instantly benefit from LEDs. A way for the future.
To all the business owners, here's your next investment proposal. EMS, your new and trusted energy and consultancy company, offers environmentally friendly solar photovoltaic panels or PV panels for your solar energy. Solar energy is free and always used first. So make that investment and get the best return with a solar PV system from EMS. No worries on a cloudy day. You still generate electricity without direct sunlight. Let a solar PV system from EMS be your major commercial power contributor. What are you waiting for? Come talk to us at the Auto Trade Grounds. Call 255-6813. Optimal performance, clean, green solar power. Solar PV systems from EMS.
You've asked for lights with lower energy consumption to save on your electricity bills. Bulbs with an extremely long lifespan, dimmable, instant on, with no emission of heat. The perfect color, temperature, or feel for any room or space. LED lights are the future. More efficient than incandescent and fluorescent bulbs. You're guaranteed a rapid return on investment. Light up with LED lights from LED Source. Local dealer and consultant EMS, located on the Auto Trade Compound. Call 255-6813 or come see us. Find out how you can instantly benefit from LEDs. The way for the future.
All right, we're back here and we're talking EMS, and then we'll come back to Kia because, you know, we found out during the break why Suki wants the Kia Picanto to head up to Loda, because we were told, I'll tell you, we were told that up in Loda is cool. There's no other reason, right? That up in Loda is cool, and that's why we want the car up there.
Yeah, but no, I have a choice to buy a Lennox air conditioning new system, or as Mr. Julian said.
Uh-huh.
So no, I have a choice now. Eh?
Yes. Yeah, you have a choice to go to Loda or get an air conditioner.
And that might be the better yes. move.
Yeah, he was actually thinking other things in the land and there.
No, I know Mad Loda is very popular. We have all the sites up.
So why your face seems so fixed when we said that we're coming to see you in Loda? We wanted to know
you
why.
See me?
I'll go to Loda. Yeah, but let's talk about other things now. EMS, tell us about some of the other services being provided.
Yes, Matt, we provide the leading solar photovoltaic system installation in Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
We have a track record of doing really good solar systems. The important thing for our listeners to know about this system is that it is going to save you money. It's going to save you a lot of money. You can let me compare the cost of getting a solar system as opposed to using the utility right now. And I will tell you, it's not for every person. It's not a solution for everybody. But typically, the people that it's the best fit for is people who are not close to the grid. You're building a new property. You're out. Let's say you're in Bells. You're in one of these communities where the service is not very close to your house, and you've got to put in electricity. It's going to cost you several thousand dollars to bring the electricity out to you, typically, depending on your location. So you can generate electricity over the life of your project at about 35 cents using a solar system, whereas you would have to pay the utility about $1.20 per kilowatt hour. So there's a big difference. If you're away from the grid, it's a no-brainer. That's the way you should go. If, however, you're a customer that is on the grid and you're interested in solar, you should know that if you're paying $300 to $400 or more per month, it makes sense for you to get a solar system. And you can save a lot over the present cost. As you know, fuel surcharge is going up. The price of fuel has just gone up recently, as you guys mentioned. And really, when you have a solar system, you don't have to think about fuel surcharge. You don't have to think about those extra costs changing on you constantly. As I said, you can generate and you can use your electricity at about 35 cents, 35 to 40 cents.
Even sell to the grid, so you should be making some money.
Well, yeah, the utility allows you to sell to the grid. If you're doing a system that is grid connected, it's possible to sell to the grid. But for a small house, that's really not. It's not a big benefit for you, but it's something that you can consider as an added benefit.
All right, let's say our final, should say bye. to Suku?
No, I'll be back next Wednesday.
You'll be back.
Yeah,
okay.
Once Lennon invites me, I'll be back.
You'll be back?
Yeah, man.
Ah, I'm happy to have you, Suku.
Yeah.
Let me can use the opportunity to talk about other things as well.
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah, but that'll be after working hours. Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. Just to wrap it up here this morning, yeah, because our time is coming gone.
Yes, Matt. Thanks again for giving me the chance to come in today to at least remind the folks out there of their need to own a Kia Picanto. Safety, airbags, we have all the safety features, ABS brakes and all that. Performance, we have a 1.2-liter engine, which is very fuel efficient, as I mentioned, 49 kilometers per gallon. The appearance, you have seen it, Matt. It's a good-looking vehicle. I think everybody should
so cool. So cool. You're giving us a promise again. Next time you come to this show, make sure you pack the Picanto downstairs.
Outside.
Yes?
Yes.
Lennon, you're going to ensure that?
I'm going to ensure that yes. I call Suku.
So don't use your vehicle, drive the vehicle to town.
We will drive it to town, yes.
Yeah, we're going to park it outside so everyone who's listening to the program can pass by maybe on their vehicles,
and
stop by, have a look. All right. Everybody's tuning to that.
That's a promise.
Yes, it is a promise. Comfort mats, spacious interior. It's 33% larger interior than the previous Picanto model. So you're getting value for your money all around. Economy, I mentioned about the issue of the cost of fuel. It will save you money at the pump for sure. $90 per fortnight. Full tank of gas. It'll last you that period of time. Dependability, we have the added bonus of the warranty. 3 years, 100,000 kilometer warranty. Also, the cost of maintenance is pretty low, Matt. Just 6 cents per kilometer. If, for example, you drive 100 kilometers per month, argument's sake, that's $6 you have to spend on maintenance. That is the lowest it gets in Dominica on any vehicle.
I'll tell you what, here's another suggestion when you come in next week.
Yeah.
Bring one of your sales reps while we're here discussing the kit. Yeah. You know, she will be downstairs.
Yes, taking names
showing, and looking at potential customers. Another consulting idea?
Yes.
But before that, Matt.
Before you go, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, but before that, they can call us at 255-6800 and ask for Jeff or Shivara, and we'll be very willing to give them a test drive. I think when you drive it, you'll want to own it.
All right.
And that's a promise.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Take care.
Take care, man. Thanks, Matt.
All right, good.